is mercilessly beaten by her boyfriend, Chris Brown, in the bridge of the Song Machine. The abuse doesn't stop as the industry capitalizes on Rihanna's tragedy. Seabrook simultaneously paints the picture of Esther Dean, the hook-writing machine, a woman whom, although promised stardom of her own, has been forced to ghostwrite the careers of Rihanna, Beyoncé, and Katy Perry. The depraved and twisted songwriter and producer Dr. Luke has his portrait painted by Seabrook in the final chorus and outro. Luke creates a dream career for the young and vulnerable Keisha. Already struggling with substance abuse, Dr. Luke exploits Keisha's demons, forcing her to sing about things that she professes to hate and were killing her. He reportedly rapes her and, when Keisha confides in her mother, tries to sink her career before she goes public. The book ends with Dr. Luke bragging about the new starlet he's created, all while exploring Spotify, the online entity that will make listening to music playlists free and create even more wealth and demand for the industry. The Song Machine paints the pop music industry to be just that, a machine. Cold, calculated, and efficient. Inside the Hit Factory tells a tale of unjust power dynamics and exploitation. Not only of the artists involved, but those of us that buy into it. Summary. Introduction. Then,